Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. For over 35 years, Covenant has provided everything from routine community health screenings to advanced heart procedures, and serves as the only certified chest pain center in the region. Now here's your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome to Faith Matters on this Easter Sunday evening. And our first guest this Sunday afternoon is Elizabeth Abraham. Elizabeth is no stranger to this program. She's been on many times with us. You know, we are here sitting reflecting on this Easter Sunday evening. But we just didn't suddenly arrive at the resurrection and the joy in the springtime of this special feast and this special time of the year. We had to come through Good Friday, the agony in the garden, Christ being truly dead on Easter Saturday in the tomb. As you reflect within the spirit of Easter on people walking with us in our journey, what comes to mind?
I'm just so grateful for the people that have been my guide through the years, who walk with me truly as a friend. I don't take well to directions or people who tend to know everything. They really get on my last nerve. For people who are willing to take the time, open their heart and their experiences to be a guide, it's invaluable.
Together we celebrate those who have walked with us, just as Christ in the last days of his life on earth leading up to the resurrection, he had people who walked with him.
He did, who cared for him and with him and about him.
Somewhat deserted in Gethsemane, but nonetheless, disciples had scattered, they rallied around him again. And I love that in the Gospels especially, the presence of women for Christ in his dying moments and also in his resurrection.
Yes. The women are there. I sometimes think they were open more to being able to walk with him on that most difficult journey, where he even felt abandoned by God. In the Matthew and in Mark's cries of Jesus on the cross, it's simply very raw, very human, my God, why have you forsaken me?
And each one of us in our own lives, we re-echo this. I think faith, the walk of faith, Faith Matters, it's not an easy journey.
No, it isn't. But I truly believe if we have companions with us, which is what our Christ is, and I believe that our Lord gives us people our whole life long to companion us on this journey if we're open. And they often don't come in the form of who we think they might be. But if we just look around, there are lots of people there.
And it's been surprised by God, if you will, by the unexpectedness of people who come to us in our struggles, in our journeys.
Yes. A dear friend of ours who passed recently had lost a child in his 30s. And she told me and some of the students of yours that that was the most difficult thing she and her husband ever had to experience. And she said she and her husband were so surprised by the people that weren't able to be there for them, friends, and then by the people that God sent to them that truly helped them in their healing.
Louise Underwood did share that story with me, so that the wonder of resurrection, of hope, that there is a loving Christ who is truly human, who walks with us.
Yes, we need flesh. We need presence with us.
You recounted when we were talking before coming on air about Henry Nouwen and the special place he has in your life and in your heart. What would Nouwen say to us, you know, if you were to summarize some of his most beautiful writings?
He taught at Harvard and Yale and Notre Dame, and yet he said he felt God's presence and peace most with the mentally and physically handicapped people he served. in a Canadian community. The peace that was not of this world was present in some of the most brokenness he had ever seen. Our wholeness comes from our brokenness, and we become strong in our broken place.
So as we rejoice in the wonder and the springtime of this time of the year and the declaration of new life, at the same time we celebrate that we have stood together and continue to stand together in this shared journey.
Oh, yes. We feel life and renewal of spirit when we become that for others.
For you this evening, that resonates for you in the wonder of the season.
Oh, yes. There was a doctor, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, that gave up everything in Europe, Albert Schweitzer, to go to the poorest and most underserved in Africa. And when he accepted his Nobel Peace Prize, he said, "I don't know who among you will ever be the happiest, but I know that those who are most happy are people in our midst who have sought and found ways to serve. It's not our things, it's not our possessions, it's not the size of our bank accounts that ever brings us joy. It is when we are able to serve others, the bonds of sacred human connection that strengthen us all are found and served in one another."
And the transformation into which we're invited as humans, very much in the spirit of Easter and dying and reborn, we find it in service to others and reaching out to others in a sense of community.
Yes, very much so. I get to see glimpses of the afterlife in the people that I serve through hospice. As they begin to see loved ones on the other side, even the most skeptical, I love them the best. I got to be with this 63-year-old brilliant surgeon, and he would pick my brain and wanted to know exactly what other people like him had told me. And I told him all these wonderful stories. One woman saw John Wayne. And kids now don't know who John Wayne is. But I told him all those things. I could tell he got that glazed over look and he didn't believe anything. And about 6 weeks before he died, his wife called and said, "You have to come. He needs to see you. And he doesn't care if it's after your kids are in bed." And I got over there. I said, "What's going on?" And he goes, "Well, they're here." And I said, "Who's here?" And he goes, "You don't see anybody?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Those people you told me about." And he goes, "I didn't believe any of that." I said, "I know you didn't, because you know everything." He just said the presence of the people he was beginning to see were with him were a presence of love.
And of light. But again, the wonderful declaration, as we live and as we die, of life beyond death. So a final thought for this Easter.
We can't direct that life. It comes to us and is born in us and through us.
And comes to us in the shared humanity, in our compassion, in our love for each other. And if Christ teaches anything else in his life, in his death, and his resurrection, love one another as I have loved you.
Amen.
Love and companionship.
Yes.
In the presence of a loving Christ.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on the different causes of chest pain can be found at covenanthealth.org/heart.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome to Faith Matters on this Easter Sunday evening. I'm delighted to have as one of our Easter voices, Davis Price from Covenant Presbyterian Church. Davis, the special love you and I have for a particular passage which captures for me and for you, and I'm sure for others, the spirit of this Eastertide, and that's the road to Emmaus.
Indeed, that passage from Luke about Jesus joining the disciples leaving Jerusalem after crucifixion is something that we use every Easter evening at Vespers with celebration of the Eucharist or Lord's Supper. It's a beautiful passage, and it is in this Eastertide also, on the third Lord's Day of Easter, the lection. So we'll be addressing it again on Sunday morning. But that is a way of how the Spirit of the living Christ continues to live in us and with us at times when we least expect it. Certainly in the midst of our doldrums, as this particular disciple and probably his wife, as they're walking home to Emmaus, bereft of their leader, and he begins to engage them in conversation. His first level of engagement with them is the Scripture. So it's a kind of head spirituality preference, where he says to them, if you only knew the Scripture, you would understand this. A little later, after that conversation, they say, didn't our hearts burn within us as we were discussing this with him? It was a deep heart experience, which is a heart spirituality. And then, of course, at some point, they talk him into staying. He breaks bread with them and then disappears. The mystical element of our life is right there, mystery and mystical. Then the first thing they do after that is to get up and go back to Jerusalem. They get on their feet and go. So that's a part of the hands-feet spirituality. So I have used this particular passage to demonstrate many different times the ways by which we have spiritual preferences, and that's really a well-rounded spiritual person has both a head spirituality, a heart spirituality, a soul spirituality, and a hands-feet spirituality.
It has always gripped me because on the road again, like Willie Nelson, it's a story for a journey.
While they were on the hodos, which is on the road, the Greek word for it, while they were on the journey is when he appears to them. And of course, Luke has in his gospel the travel narrative section all about that journey toward Jerusalem. This, in many ways, this Emmaus experience helps us make the transition from the Jesus of Nazareth to the living Christ. And it reminds us that we stand in relationship with this living Christ, much as disciples did to the historical Jesus.
Of course, I like to think of hightailing it out of Jerusalem. It's all over. He's gone. Revigorated after the breaking of the bread, they turned their face back to Jerusalem again. And of course, the three, like mystical, contemplative, is wonderful, but it has to engage us in the world too.
It does indeed. It nourishes us from that deep place. It has to do with getting it back out in the world. And in reality, the hands, feet, and the mystical or soul spirituality are very related because both of them are what we would call apophatic, without words. So action in the world is not your theology expressed in words. It's expressed in action. The soul contemplative dimension is not expressed in words. It's expressed in receiving and listening.
And gratitude, not just in a Eucharistic sense, but gratitude for what breaking of the bread has brought to you and I and our families, that expression of finding each other in community, in bread broken together. Would you care to comment on that?
Bread is a beautiful symbol of that. Bread begins as something broken and died and in the ground from the seed, right? And then it is broken again and shared with others. And it is always bountiful. There's more of it than we ever expected when it's broken. As it sits there as the perfect loaf, it is nothing but a picture. As it's broken and handed out and given and then taken into us, it becomes that which empowers us and moves us out into the world.
I think out of all of this comes, would you think, a sense of gratitude?
Gratitude for life itself. Gratitude for God's continuing presence with us on the journey. Gratitude for the people who are on the journey with us. That's at the heart of life. It is one of the most positive emotions we have, thanksgiving.
There's many definitions of gratitude, but when it comes to mind and it's part of reality in my life, when a young woman was dying of AIDS way back, I remember her plea, her lament was she was dying alone with nobody to stand with her. We were able to find a community to stand with her, and she died with that sense of hope. Is there something for you in compassion? Is the willingness, the ability, the risk, if you will, to reach some people and to stand with them?
Absolutely. The word in its English sense, of course, it's share passion with, to suffer with. There's a word in the gospel that Jesus says his innards are moved, splagitzomai. which has to do with feeling it from the gut level. And I think that has to do with how you look at people and understand them. He looked at people and had that kind of splagitsomai experience with them. He knew what they were suffering. And he calls us to do the same, to have that compassion, which then sent him into healing ministry, into justice ministry, of course, eventually his own death because of that.
I love that in the Road to Emmaus, as evening came on, the invitation to hospitality to come in and to join him and to the breaking of the bread. So as we celebrate Eastertide this Easter evening, some final reflections, Davis, for our listeners.
As we do that Vesper service every Easter evening, we sing a Taze song. Stay with us. Come stay with us. Evening draws on. I think it's that remembering that if we will open our hearts, if we will show hospitality, that's been a large part of who the congregation I serve is. It's the practice of hospitality, of welcoming. Then there is new life. Then there is life lived to its fullest. In isolation, it's not much.
But new life in welcoming and to capture the spirit of Eastertide, that's your prayer and your hope for
my
you.
My hope, too, is that we would then, all of us, each of us and as a community, be hospitable, welcome, bring everyone into the fold, everyone into our hearts and into our lives. That's where God's spirit dwells.
Thank you, Davis, for sharing this special Easter reflection with us.
God's peace.
Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on the different causes of chest pain can be found at covenanthealth.org/heart. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters. It's a special joy on this Easter evening. I'm delighted to have as one of our Easter voices, Reverend Jennifer Holder. Jennifer is rector of St. Christopher's Episcopal Church here in Lubbock, recently appointed as rector. Jennifer, and I rejoice in your appointment to this very special Christian community here in Lubbock.
Thank you.
What comes to mind when you think about Easter?
Life, spring, the return of spirit, going through something extremely difficult and finding joy again. Regeneration, rebirth.
There's a quote from Teilhard de Chardin that you're very fond of. He was a Jesuit many years ago who was very much impressed with the spirit and the evolution of the spirit in human history. Would you share with our listeners that special quote?
I found this quote as a palliative care chaplain on a team, and it became sort of a mantra for our team. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
And throughout your lifetime, you have seen that revealed in your own life, in your family life, and in the many places you have ministered. Before you went into parish work, you were a hospice chaplain and then a palliative care chaplain. What did you learn of Easter and that special experience of yours?
I've learned so much about Easter. Easter is not one event in a lifetime. It's not one event in our Savior's lifetime either. I mean, there were many resurrections along the way. And what I saw as a chaplain and now as a parish priest is that death does not have the final word at all. In fact, it's just a punctuation mark of a life experience leading us back to the spirit that we were when we came to have our turn as a human. His reunion with God on Easter from the grave, that's for us to experience as well. And I've seen people go so close to eternal death And yet, because of the Spirit of God, our Creator, and Jesus Christ, His Son, they come back, and they come back to an amazing, new, committed life to really appreciate the life they have. I've also seen them die, and yet I've experienced watching the Spirit leave a dying person. And you know, that's not the last moments of their life. That's the beginning of their birth into another life.
So you're a springtime woman?
Yes.
Daffodils?
Yes. Yes, very much.
You see the wonder of the resurrection being declared in the life and death of all of us as
oh,
we
yes.
go through our human
The dogwood sake. Tree. I grew up in Alabama, and you see dogwood trees, which have the symbol of resurrection, is part of the flower.
Describe it to us for those of us who didn't live in the dogwood experience.
The dogwood is in the shape of a cross and has the crown of thorns in the middle. And when it comes back around Easter, it's just typically associated with the resurrection of Christ. And it's a beautiful, beautiful flower.
What a beautiful image that you have shared with us this evening, because it opens up and out of the cross comes the wonderful flower and the color and the... Is it a scented flower too?
I don't recall a scent. I just know that it's white or pink, and they're beautiful. They're all over from Tyler, Texas on. They're very, very common and beautiful.
Then there's a scripture for you that captures the wonder of this evening. Would you like to share a scripture with us?
I think I have to go back to God gave His only Son that all of us could be saved. Without condition, without criteria, without performance, all of us can be saved. Again, in my work as a minister, I've seen people at the last hour accept that gracious offering, and they are absolutely headed for resurrection.
I love how you include all of humankind in this wonderful gift of God to us in Christ.
Yeah. I mean, what pleasure would God take of anyone falling away?
Thinking back on your life on this Easter Sunday evening of chaplaincy and palliative care, are there any particular Easter stories of people you have known that might add to the wonder of this evening for us?
Well, I will share the story of my son, who was always challenged with cerebral palsy, and he is the Easter story that led me to ministry, actually. He taught me about God's unconditional love and our perfection all through our lives, regardless what shape we're in or condition. And he was this amazing young man who was limited so severely physically, but mentally he knew who he was, and he knew he had a resurrection story. And as his life ended and he knew that things were not working for him with his physical body, he became more of a spiritual person, just like the Chardin quote. He knew he was working on his spiritual side. And instead of death, he labeled what was happening to him as lifting off. I think, you know, that's about as strong a statement of resurrection as you can get before your death. And after his death, I was contemplating not being able to do all the requisite things. The next morning, I was like, I don't want to do all this. I don't want to say goodbye in any way. I'm not getting out of bed. But then I heard his voice, and he said very clearly to me, "Mom, it's great up here." And I laughed and saw him without any constraints, a spirit. He'd gone back to his spirit self with God. And I knew resurrection had occurred, and I thought, you have no right not to be absolutely joyful. And one of the most important people in his life was a volunteer, a lawyer who had worked with us for years. He was my first phone call, and the first thing he said to me that morning at 6 a.m. was, "Has our Jonathan been freed?"
Jennifer, I so deeply appreciate sharing the intimacy of this Easter story with us, because it captures it for all of us. We can talk about scripture, we can talk about the ritual we celebrate, but when it touches us that deeply in our own personal lives, there's a resounding hallelujah in that somewhere.
Absolutely. In our Episcopal burial rite, every time I get to my favorite line in the whole thing, I almost have to stop and just celebrate, but there's a line that says, "Yes, we go down to the dust, but even at the grave, we say, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia." I'm so glad we have that reminder right in the middle of all of the scriptures and other things we do.
For bringing your beautiful son and his beautiful life into this recounting of the Easter story, we are so grateful to you. And a final word on this Easter Sunday evening for our listeners. Jennifer, what would it be?
Just look for the Spirit of life. Death does not have the last word. And God is on the side of life and the side of joy and abundant riches of spirituality. So look for life, always.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you with us this Easter Sunday evening. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Been listening to Faith Matters with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of Lubbock's only certified chest pain center. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.